Hello and welcome, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're listening to Financial Survival. As usual, I'll be on the first segment with Wendy Wilson, and Melody will join us after the first segment. So be sure and stay tuned, because you'll be answering questions that you send her about precious metals. But welcome to today's program. It is 2-1-23, February 1st, 2023. We're glad you're with us, and I mean that. As always, we get started with all the information on this precious metals and the markets, and gold had a good day today. Gold was up $20.31 to $19.47.62. Silver had a good day, up 30 cents to $23.98. Platinum, a little bit off, down $2.51 to $1,011.98. Palladium was up $28.52 to $1,681.85. So we're seeing a big change in markets there, and the reason being, I think, is USDX was down $1, 101.07, so the dollar gets weaker, gold gets higher. That's a good thing. Anyway, to the markets. The Dow was down up 233.30 to 34,319. S&P was up 70.31 to 41.46. NASDAQ was up 315 to 11,900. Good for the markets in U.S. today. The FTSE was down 0.14% to 77.61. DAX was up 0.35% to 15,180. Hang Seng was up 1.05% to 22,072. Nikkei was up 0.07% to 27,346. Oil was down 176 to 77.11. So kind of a mixed bag there. But keep your eye on the USDX. As it drops, gold will continue to go up. And gold is only about, 50 bucks away from new record. So I think it's good news. What do you think, Wendy?
I like it.
I like it, too. Mm-hmm. I like it. Anyway, folks, Wendy Wilson, Pocket Theory Herbs, going to be sharing some information with you today. I think you'll find, as always, very interesting. Wendy Wilson, it's all yours. Take it away.
Well, I thought we'd talk about common sense, you know, because we have this running joke, Pastor Butch, that common sense isn't so common anymore. So what could be causing this glut with regard to general understanding, to interpret right from wrong or figure things out? Well, it's begging for an investigation. That's what it is. So I thought I'd check into it. Well, in the beginning, where did common sense originate? Well, intellect comes from our Creator, and one of the famous publications on common sense is your Bible. Also, Thomas Paine, on January 9th, 1776, published a pamphlet called Common Sense. And he wanted to show the American people that independence from Britain was attainable. So what could hinder common sense? Well, I think it's heavy metals, and it isn't bullets from the British I'm talking about. So let's look at your brain. So the area of your brain that is associated with common sense, scientists say it's in the cerebrum or the frontal lobe area where your cognitive processes take place. And according to Anatomy and Physiological Socratic publication, the cerebrum is like a bridge of the ship where the captain guides the course of the vessel, whereas the cerebellum, which is in the rear of the brain, is like the engine room taking commands from the bridge. So the cerebellum is what is considered a highly automated center where muscles remember how to work, lungs remember how to breathe, and so forth. An example is you always remember how you rode your bike. It's in the cerebellum. Did you know that, Pastor Butch?
Yeah, well, I didn't know where it was, but yeah, I know you don't forget riding a bike.
That's it. So really, when you get neurotoxins in the brain, things go wrong. So one of the fastest ways to create cognitive dysfunction is to be exposed to what are called neurotoxins. And most of the scientific sites discuss the topic, and they'll list work environment toxins, home toxins, soil, seafood, and other variable elements that can, you know, create a neurotoxin exposure for you. And I find it really interesting that one of the major neurotoxins used by healthcare routinely on patients is heavy metals, and it's poisoning through vaccination. Now, the vaccines contain thermosol and adjuvants, which is mercury and aluminum, which are known to cause brain damage. And science actually calls heavy metals toxic mechanisms. Now, could it be that the frontal lobe of the brain is polluted with heavy metals affecting basic cognitive function? Where's the common sense? I think it's shrouded in a layer of aluminum. That's what I think. Here is a quote from Raisler Health. They said, studies show that heavy metals in the body may be implicated in diseases like Alzheimer's and cognitive decline, behavioral problems, kidney dysfunction, Parkinson's, epilepsy, and cardio disease. Heavy metals can cause all that, Pastor Butch. Did you know that?
Wow. No, yes. It makes sense.
Well, heavy metals can put people at risk of things, array of health problems. And this would keep modern healthcare flush with patients and drug companies selling billions in drug therapies. Right, Pastor Butch?
Yes.
Yeah. So vaccinating pregnant women would certainly include the unborn in this grouping. Here's a quote from Risler Health. Exposures to heavy metals, including mercury, lead, aluminum, and cadmium, have been found in blood, in cord blood of babies. So the umbilical cord, it's in there. So if you vaccinate mom, guess who's getting the heavy metals?
Oh, yes.
Now, Bethel Israel, their Lathe Health Winchester Hospital, they say young children are more sensitive to mercury than adults. Mercury in mother's body passes to the fetus and may accumulate there. They go on to say a recent study from the Centers for Disease Control found that as many as 637,233 American children were born each year with mercury levels of more than 5.8 micrograms per liter, the level associated with brain damage and loss of IQ.
Mm.
So this is amazing that healthcare professionals will warn pregnant women. Avoid dental work while you're pregnant. Don't get those metal fillings due to the heavy metals, but we'll give you a flu shot with heavy metals, so roll up your sleeve.
Interesting.
See? Now, our nervous system is impacted, so heavy metals can destroy or damage your nervous system. According to Beth Israel Lahey Health Winchester Hospital, our nervous system is very sensitive to all forms of mercury. Remember that. Because healthcare or science will say, they have an altered form of mercury called thimerosal in the vaccines. It's not the deadly form of mercury that you find in nature, but here it said all forms of mercury. So the world, this would really include the thimerosal mercury in your vaccines. So mercury reaches your brain and can manifest as behavior irritability. How about tremors, vision changes and or blindness, hearing issues, memory problems, stroke, heart attack, lung damage, kidney disease, and arterial sclerosis. Now, that's interesting about stroke because there was a doctor, a virologist, and a coroner got together, and they were investigating sudden infant death syndrome, the SIDS. And they found that the section of the brain that shows up on the scan, the CT or MRI, would appear as if someone picked the child up and shook it. So usually who gets arrested, the child care people or the parents, right? Well, what they found is it's really the heavy metals in the vaccination the kid just got, and it travels to that brain center that houses breathing while the child's sleeping, and it shuts it down. So the child suffocates. But it looks just like the same – it looks the same – as if a child was shaken, but really what it is the vaccine produced a stroke in this area of the brain.
Wow.
Okay, so here's another quote from Bethel. They say, children exposed to mercury may develop problems associated with nervous system, digestive system, and kidney failure. And Columbia BC vaccine said this, influenza or flu vaccines that have more than one dose in a vial, it's a multi-dose vial, they contain thimerosal, which is a mercury-based preservative. So, you know, they take several doses out of one vial, and there's a syringe going in and out, going in and out, going in and out in the vial. And so to protect it from bacteria, they put thimerosal in there. So children receive mercury and aluminum within many doses of their vaccines, and the vaccine is protected by bacteria with the thimerosal. But what about the children? So don't forget about your adjuvants, Pastor Butch. You heard that word, adjuvant.
Yes.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what an adjuvant is?
It's like a kicker, an additive, right?
Well, they added two vaccines. The simple explanation is they want to manifest a really robust immune system response so it can make antibodies and protect you. So that's what the adjuvants are there for. Well, vaccines today are loaded with adjuvants, which are made from aluminum. So we're told by science this helps the immune system make better antibodies for our protection. However, this is a theory. It's never been proven by science. And what science does know about aluminum is that it can accumulate in our body and cause lots of health problems. Here is Frontiers in Pharmacology, April 2021. They said, it has been researched for decades that once aluminum enters the body, it bioaccumulates in the brain tissue and contributes to cognitive impairment and memory loss.
To Alzheimer's, dementia.
Right. And yes. Flu shot after flu shot for the elderly. So journal article after journal article will explain how heavy metals can get into our body from exposure to soil, water, cooking utensils, seafood, but they never mention the vaccines loaded with the heavy metals. So the Journal of Neurotoxicology in 1995 suggested it is aluminum that is responsible for the population suffering from Alzheimer's.
There you go.
So what is even more disturbing is that science made a connection between aluminum and fluoride, Pastor Butch, in which the fluoride magnifies the aluminum circulating in the body for a more potent effect. Fluoride's in your water, your toothpaste, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So brain tissue exposure to fluoride and aluminum causes a brain tissue to change, often found in Alzheimer's patients. So if you want brain damage, have a vaccine, have some, fluoride, and you're good to go. So do you think that common sense flew the coop with the heavy use of vaccines and fluoride, Pastor Butch?
I think it pretty much made to.
Yeah. So neurotoxins is it's a classification for both of those elements. Heavy metals fall into a neurotoxin category. And it's any wonder that our youth today, they struggled to make sound decisions, to memorize multiplication tables, or even to make change in their head. Now, I was surprised to hear that unless it is a digital clock, most youth can't even tell time.
That's true.
The automated world seems to be thinking for them pretty much, leaving common sense not so common anymore, which, you know, begs the question. Is artificial intelligence going to have common sense? Probably not. Probably not. So the writings of Thomas Paine so long ago at our nation's founding will vanish like a vapor until one day an archaeologist uncovers Paine's writings and asks, what's common sense? Right?
Oh, that yellow stuff funny. It isn't funny, but you got to laugh at it. I mean, that's very well done. It's
well,
sad.
My position is I'm not going to let science pollute and damage my body. So people are finding out your AMA medical doctors are trained drug reps. They know little about the drugs they prescribe other than what they read in the literature published by the drug companies. Always research your therapies is what I tell people. So I believe it's worth time to research your options for your health. And I want a therapy that strengthens my body, not put it at risk. And I have found over the last 30 years, God's natural herbal medicines are perfect for the human body because it responds very well to it. There's a whole lot of common sense in the Bible where we're encouraged to use herbs for medicine. Yeah.
I agree. And who would dare say this was a conspiracy to dumb down the American people? Who would dare say that? Science has proved it, but who would dare say it?
Right. Well, you know, and this is why I bring up these, research reports and stuff, because they kind of, spill the beans in one area, you know what I'm saying?
And yeah, I sure
do. You know, the average person isn't reading those, right? And so if your doctors are reading those, anybody with common sense would be scratching their head saying, okay, so this is conflicting.
Yeah, you would think so.
Right? It's a system. And the older you get, the more you just hate the system we're in. It's just set up to not really help you much, not at all. It's really to make merchandise of you. That's what it's set up to do.
And, you know, I think equally frustrating is knowing these things and people don't want to hear you tell them the truth. You know that you tell them the truth and they just simply don't want to hear it.
Well, didn't Jesus run into that too? Because he says, you don't understand my speech. I tell you truth because you don't. Yeah. So they're not lovers of the truth. And Jesus said, those that are not lovers of the truth, well, they don't get into the golden gates. They don't get into heaven. They didn't pursue the truth, which is the word of God. Well, then they don't get to go in. So, seek the truth. That's what I tell people. Mind the time. It grows short because the invitation has an expiration date.
Yes, it does. It does. I mean, I like the way you said that. Yes, it does.
Well, it does.
When you care for people, especially your family, and you're doing everything in your power to show them these things in actual black and white, and they still don't receive it, it is kind of hard.
Yeah, I know. I've got family members, too, that, you know, they're just like, they're sitting on the fence, you know, they're wishy-washy, lukewarm, you know, and I'm like, well, you better make a decision. Because everybody's a believer one day. Yep. Wherever you end up, you're going to be a believer. That's inevitable, really. There's some truth right there that ought to just make the little hairs on the back of your neck stand up. because whether you go to heaven or hell, you're going to be believing the Lord Jesus is the Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is, like you said, a sign of the time that we live in a society that prefers the lies of men and the comforts of men's lies than to face the truth.
Right. It's you know, in common sense, you know, people are just so confused. And, of course, you've got a lot of that deception, like the Bible said would happen in, you know, the evil day, the labor pain area that we're in. So, you know, it's mind the time. If you want to learn how to empower yourself and you come off drug dependency, now's the time to do that. You don't want to learn to shoot the gun in the middle of the war. You want to learn to do it now. Give us a call at Apothecary Herbs. Get a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. If you want to check us out there, ThePowerHerbs.com. And, you know, get empowered. That's what I say. Because I find the medicinal herbs God gave us are, it's the best kept secret. That's how I look at it.
They really are, but you know, for thousands of years, people knew about them and used them. It's just been the last couple of generations that forgot about them.
I know, that great historical record for sure. And you know, that's what drug companies used in the beginning to make their drugs from, is they took isolated elements from herbs. If herbs weren't all that great, why'd they do that?
That's great. And a lot of these so-called prescriptions, these drugs, are literally based on herbs and different plants, but they make them artificially so they can patent them.
Oh, yeah, synthetics, yeah. So when you strip or you isolate alkaloids, that's what happens when you get side effects. When they're in the whole food state, they don't do that.
Give you number one more time.
866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com.
All right, young lady, I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Folks, back at the break with Melody Seaver. We're going to join us. Answer me a question.
Answer me a question. Don't y'all go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alrighty, folks, you're back. I listened to the song, Melody. I wasn't rushing through that. I listened to the song. But anyway.
Okay. That's the okay.
Okay. Welcome back, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and of course, I'm the co-host here. The main cog in the wheel in this program is Melody Seastrom, who just joined us for this part of the program to answer some of y'all's questions on precious metals. Now, if you want to talk to her anytime, toll-free number at 800-375-4188. Ask questions, folks. Honest to goodness, don't be ashamed to ask questions. No one should be expected to know in today's society what real money is. Very few people do. Very few people understand that we don't have money in circulation in the U.S. and in most countries. But I live in the United States. We have no money in circulation in the United States. We have paper currency, which is fiat. We have no real money in circulation. That's why you have inflation. That's why you see everything falling apart financially. We have no real money. Melody, you go ahead.
We have digits.
We have digits. We do.
We have digits and a promise that's what you, and you have. You have digits and a piece of paper telling you that's what you have in a bank account. And hopefully you never have to withdraw any large sums. But, you know, I don't know. I'm sure you went over the markets earlier today, Butch. And I just want to make a comment on that. It was really interesting because after the Fed came out, Jerome Powell came out and did his quarter point increase. You know, the markets tanked. The Dow was down 300 points and gold really wasn't doing anything. And then remember the plunge protection team?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, bingo, you know, markets turned around and gold started to go up. And, gold at the last time I looked was up over $20.
Yes, it
and,
was. Yes.
And it was in negative territory for most of the day until incredible fix.
Sleight of hand.
In the markets, things turned around. So we did see that quarter point increase from the Fed today. And he said that we can now say for the first time that the disinflationary process has started. We can see that. And we can see it really in good prices so far. Okay, great sentence there. He said that at a post-meeting press conference. And it's like, well, give us some examples, you know.
Yeah, show me the good prices. I haven't seen good prices. Please show me a few.
Yeah, food and energy. Well, we know gasoline prices went down, but we know things went up in other places. Look at diesel and everything else.
Well, gas went up here in our area. But, you know, I was just watching the USDX really took a hit today.
Mm-hmm.
Down 101 about 2 months ago, it was 114. So that's a big drop.
Absolutely. So, you know, it was a great day. We had a good day for gold today. And this report came also out today where we saw annual gold demand jump 18% to 4,741 tons. excluding over-the-counter of OTC trading across the year. Now, this article was titled Gold Demand Surged to an 11-year high in 2022 on colossal central bank buying. Gold demand soared to an 11-year high, and annual gold demand jumped 18% to 4,741 tons. This is the largest annual figure since 2011. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? Key to the surge was a 55-year high of 1,136 tons bought by central banks across the year. The industry-backed group revealed, and this is the Gold Council, noting, now get this, that the majority of these purchases were unreported. This marked a 152% increase from 2021, when the central banks bought just 450 tons of gold. And, of course, the World Gold Council attributed the spike to, hey, geopolitical uncertainty and high inflation. Central bank net purchases in the fourth quarter totaled 417 tons, lifting total buying to 862. Should more information about this unreported activity becomes available, of course, you know these estimates are going to be revised a little bit higher. Investment demand for gold increased to 10%. Or I should say increased by 10% to 1,107 tons, while holding of gold ETFs saw smaller outflows in 2022 than in the previous year. Jewelry consumption dropped 3%, which a lot of that weakness was concentrated in the fourth quarter, and we saw gold prices rally. So total annual gold supply reached 2%, inched 2% higher in 2022. But the bulk was central bank buying. 2022 was not only the 13th consecutive year of net purchases, but also the second highest level of annual demand on record back to 1950.
Wow.
Boosted by 400-ton demand in both the third and fourth quarter. This is pretty exciting. It's hardly surprising then that in a year scarred by geopolitical uncertainty and inflation, central banks opted to continue adding gold to their coffers at an accelerated pace. The majority of the central bank buying in 2022 came from emerging markets, with the Central Bank of Turkey, the largest buyer at a record 542 tons, China, India, Egypt, Qatar, Iraq, the UAE, and Oman, all significantly boosted their gold reserves over the year. Let's see if there's anything else that... I think that's pretty much it on the report. So... that was a good, a nice report to come upon, and I think what I found a little interesting in that is these emerging markets. When last year we saw the dollar strengthening so high, all of these emerging markets' currencies were falling, and when their currencies were falling, they went in and bought gold. So. And that's what you do, and that's what happens. So their currencies are going out of bed, and they were going into something to maintain their purchasing power. So
there you go.
That's my analysis on that, but that's how I see that, and I thought that was kind of interesting. So I just wanted to bring that.
It's common sense.
It is common sense. It is. Absolutely. And I just had a nice conversation yesterday, Butch, with a client, and a family member was attached of advertisement on television about if you spent like $100,000 in precious metals, that you would get a bonus of $15,000. Now, let me ask people, and he believed that. Their relative believed that if they spent $100,000, they'd get $15,000 in product additional. Now, how's that work? That's not going to work unless they're charging you enough money to cover it. Do you think they're going to graciously give you $15,000 out of their own pocket? I mean, come on. Do you realize that if they're, you know, they said something about there's a certain percentage out of the commission that they would be applying. I mean, come on. Butch, are people this naive?
Yes, they are. They are. And we've all been taken some time in the past. I know I have. Once I learned a few lessons, I started being a little more cautious. But yes, it sounds great. But I have to say this, is you're not going to find many deals where you get anything for free. They can't give away things for free and stay in business. Not that much. Not that much. Maybe a silver dollar or something, maybe, but not that much. That's just doesn't happen that way. They can't do that financially. They're not able. So, folks, we got to pay attention to what we're doing. We'll get ripped off just like this gentleman did.
I can remember, you know, I shared this story, and I'm sure he's listening, and he doesn't mind that I share his story. He got caught up in one of those television advertisers of precious metals, and he spent quite a bit of money. And their ad that time was they were going to give you some 90% silver, a couple pounds of it or something like that. Well, you never buy 90% silver by the pounds. You don't do it. You're being taken advantage of if you buy metals by the pound. Okay, don't do it. So he got his little bit of silver. But when I figured out what he could have bought at my prices, he would have been able to buy, I mean, it was a ridiculous, like 5,000 more ounces of silver. I mean, that's wow. How bad wow. They gouged him. I mean, wow. It was almost to the tune of $100,000 that they gouged him.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, you know, when they give you back a couple pounds of silver or a $15,000 bonus, I don't care how they explain it and how, you know, it's just, you know, it's just like if you go and buy a car at a dealership and they're going to give you a, you know, oh, we're going to give you $5,000 back. Well, you really think they're giving you $5,000 back and they're not making any money? I don't know, Butch.
I know, Melody. You're saying that, it's hard to understand. But again, we all have made really stupid mistakes in the past. But something that huge, we just need to stop and think about this a little bit. You said it very clearly. Unless you're making a huge markup on what they're selling you,
of course
they can't do that.
I mean, they're gonna be charging what, 50% commission?
Yeah, at least.
At least, because they're going to make a ton of money themselves and then give you $15,000 as a bonus. And they have, and what they do is they get these movie stars, they get these, you know, football players, just like they did with crypto for FTX. They had Tom Brady, and oh my gosh, if Tom Brady is supporting it, that's got to be a good thing. Hello, they pay him. You know,
cool.
I was going to advertise on television back, well, I don't know, back in 2009, 2010. I had my commercial already set to go, and I was just looking for a place to air it and so forth and whatnot. Do you know how many times I was asked, well, do you want so-and-so to, you know, to, he's only this much.
You know, he's only prostituting for this much a day. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll read your commercial and you know, blah, 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 and, you know, it'll cost you this much. That's what it's all about. You
wow.
think these guys do things for free? You think Tom Brady does anything for free?
No, not especially not now since he's retiring out of football.
Not since he's retired. Oh, I don't know. He's got a pretty nice contract with Fox Sports. You know what, a $450-some million annual, I don't know what it was, some kind of, that's a pretty strong contract. $500 million. $500 million to report sports.
I have to wonder how much he lost with the crypto deal.
Well, or his divorce.
Yeah, that both. Yes, yes.
But I mean, really, $500 million to sit and commentate on sports.
Well, I think I could squeeze by with that.
Well, to me, it just goes to show you how worthless our money is.
Oh yes.
How meaningless it is. That you know, 10 years from now, they're going to be paid $1 trillion. It's not because they're worth that much more money. It's our money is worth that much less.
That's true. That's very true. Again, we're out here every day in a common. I would say that, and I wish I was wrong, but I don't think I am, that probably at least 90% of the people in this country have no idea we have no money, Melody. They think that green paper in their wallet is money. They really believe that. They have no idea that we have no money flowing in this country. And I'd say 90%, and I may be generous on that, it may be more than that, but that's how we got here, through ignorance. That's how the gentleman got taken on the deal with the precious metals. He was just didn't think it through. He was ignorant. He got scammed. So we've been scammed since 1964, for sure, since it took silver out of the dollar. We've been scammed for, what, 60 years now? And we wonder why everything keeps going up and up in price and why the national debt is, well, right now I say $35 trillion or thereabouts and more, counting the derivatives and everything else. So we've been scammed to the point of no return, to be quite honest with you. There's no way to get out of this mess now. There's no way to do it and remain in this system, the dollar system. They got to do something else, and that's why they're working on the crypto, and I do believe that. The Great Reset's coming. So we'll see. Go ahead, Melody.
Yeah, no, it's just... So, again, just be smart out there. And, you know what, Butch, you know, they asked me, I says, you know, I really don't trust very many of my peers in this business. I mean, yes, you get your product. You can get good product. But there's just so much. It's an industry that is not regulated. So you can get everybody and their brother in here. That's what happened after 2008. You had a lot of Wall Streeters. They lost their job, so they went into the next best market to where they could sell something because gold was hot. Wall Street didn't want them. You got people out there writing articles. I see them sometimes. They get paid to write articles and so forth. And, I mean, it's just – and but I was asked, well, what makes you honest? Why are you different? And I really had a – I didn't –
It's called integrity. Everybody doesn't have it. I hate to say that, but it's true.
It dawned on me today. It took me a whole 24 hours to figure it out. It's because I'm a Christian, and I don't do that. I'm a real Christian.
I agree.
And I can't, I don't pray with people. I don't, like, there's some companies out there, gold companies, they'll pray with you, they'll do this, and they'll do that. My way of showing my faith is how I do business. That's how I'm trying to do a good job. It's how I do business, how I treat people. And that, to me, is why I'm different. And I know a lot of times, Butch, some people say, yeah, you really are different. But anyway, that's it. But anyway, I'm done preaching. Music. I'm done preaching anyway. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival, and I hope you're not getting ice out there across the country. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 775-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on shortwave radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Waiting for you, Butch. Wednesday's your day.
You took us out. So I thought you'd take us in. Live radio, folks. We're professionals. I want you to know that. Golly. I'll let you bring us in, then I'll take off.
Oh, you still do? Okay. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. We're coming back from a break. Visit my website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Next week, I will continue with 101 Gold. Butch.
Okay. The articles almost start today. You went through a lot of financials there. I'm going to start with something that folks said is really continuing to heat up. We're going to discuss some more news on the war. In my opinion, World War III. And I pray I'm wrong with that. I truly, truly, truly do. But it seems like the Biden administration has no desire to quiet things down. They have no desire to do that. This administration seems like they just lost all common sense. But we'll see. But this goes on from here. The invasion of Ukraine has prompted militaries to update their arsenals. Now, listen to this. Folks, there's big money in war. And Silicon Valley stands to capitalize. Silicon Valley is closer to the world's militaries than ever. It's not just big companies either. Startups are getting a look at it in as well. The war in Ukraine has added urgency to the drive to push for more AI tools onto the battlefield. Those with the most to gain are startups such as Palantir, which are hoping to cash in a military's race and to update their arsenals with the latest technologies. But longstanding ethical concerns of the use of AI in warfare have become more urgent as the technology becomes more and more advanced, while the prospect of restrictions and regulations governing its use looks as remote as ever. On June 30th, 2022, NATO announced it is creating a $1 billion innovation fund that will invest in early-stage startups and venture capital funds developing priority technologies such as artificial intelligence, big data processing, and automation. I do believe, and we're already partly there, but I think so this could get more every day, the boots on the ground would be pretty much useless. It'd be automated. I mean, they've already experimented with the robots in the fields and then all this, with the AI and all the missiles and all the other things that they have now. There may come a time where, except for pushing a button, mankind may be obsolete in war. And this, we're seeing right here that the Silicon Valley is ready to capitalize on this and make big bucks because there's big bucks in warfare, Mel. Any comments on that?
No, we know from history that there is big bucks, and you know that's all part of it.
I mean, it's just it's hard to how do you word this? Somebody's gonna get the business. I guess I understand. Hey, if somebody's gonna get it, why not me? Right? Why don't we go after it? If somebody's gonna get it anyway, let me just be part of it. I see that point, but it's profiteering at the cost of, who knows, maybe this time millions and millions of lives. Ukraine's allies reject giving fighter jets and blow to Zelensky. Ukraine's biggest allies have so far said they won't send fighter jets to Kyiv, denying a key request from President Volodymyr Zelensky ahead of an expected escalation in fighting. President Joe Biden said Monday that the U.S. wouldn't send F-16s to Ukraine, joining the U.K. and Germany, which have also ruled out sending their military fighters. Kyiv's allies have stepped up shipments of military hardware in recent weeks in an effort to bolster Ukraine's forces ahead of a spring offensive that officials fear Russia may be planning. The U.S., Germany, and U.K. made U-turns earlier this month by promising to deliver heavy tanks to Ukraine. A victory of Ukraine without modern air force is scarcely imaginable, Ukraine Deputy Foreign Minister Andriy Mnyk said on Twitter over the weekend. That's why we urgently need Western fighter jets like F-16, F-35, as well as Eurofighter and Tornado. Let's do it together, dear allies, in D.C. and Berlin. So, as of right now, no jets. As of right now. That's as of right now. Who knows? Was this a camouflage to say that, hey, they don't want to escalate any further? Is this a real move? Or is this some way to calm the minds of people into thinking this might subside a little bit? I don't know. But while we're talking about this, this is the part that it's hard for us to imagine. Unless you've been there and seen what's happening in a war, you can't comprehend warfare. I was never out in the jungles in Vietnam or Thailand or Laos, but I was support teams for those people, and it's not pretty. And Vietnam was a small escalation compared to what's going to happen in this world. This is something that we go to bed in a nice warm bed every night. We got food in the belly. We got electricity in the house. Right now, thousands of people, tens of thousands in Ukraine and Russia, don't have that. So you might want to get on your knees and pray hard that God intervenes on this. I mean that. U.S. preps Ukraine package with rockets that can reach nearly 100 miles. So see, we're still moving in with more weapons. U.S. preparing another major escalation of military aid to Ukraine, as Reuters reports. The next arms package will include rockets that have a range of 94 miles, almost double the range of the munitions Ukraine has provided for the HIMARS rocket systems. Citing two unnamed U.S. officials, Reuters said that the U.S. will provide Ukraine with a longer-range Boeing-made ground-launched small diameter bomb, or GLSDB, for the first time as part of over a $2 billion arms package that could be announced as soon as this week. Another $2 billion being sent over there, while people in this country here are they're losing their homes. They're losing their cars. They can't buy food. They can't pay the power bills. Yes, people are starting to lose their homes now because the interest rates went up. They didn't plan on that. They overpaid for the houses, as it did in 2008. Oh, this time it's going to be worse. But we're sending billions of dollars over to Ukraine to further this advance this war, saying they're protecting Ukraine. Mel, do you remember back in the Vietnam days? Of course, I know you're still young, but you might remember some of this.
I've heard stories, though. I read history.
You heard the domino. You heard the domino theory. I'm sure, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know they told us that. I remember that. Well, if we don't stop it in Vietnam, it'll be in Laos. It'll be in Thailand. It'll just a domino. The domino theory. The communists will take over the world one nation at a time if we don't stop it. And all at the same time, we were undermining our own country, becoming communists on our own. And even Nikita Khrushchev saw that. He said that, you know, that we would conquer ourselves more or less. We would turn into a socialist, communist country. He called that back in the 50s. And he got it right, folks. We have become communist on our own on our own, by our own means. We didn't have to be invaded. We just become that way. We're being invaded every day by illegal immigrants, up to the tune of millions a year now. So we have to provide for them. So yes, America has been undermined and is being destroyed every day by the so-called leaders of the nation, while the people wait for the Super Bowl. Come on. Any comments, Melanie, before we move on?
No, I mean, you know, you're right, as they did with Ukraine, the domino effect. That's what they were saying, you know. Hey, if we don't stop him in there, he's going to take over Poland and blah, 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 blah. You're right. Yep, you're absolutely correct.
It's just, but, you know, Melanie, I'll say this, and I don't say this but by any means to belittle you, but you and I probably don't have the highest IQ in the country, but I'd say we're up
speak
there.
For well, anyway, speak for yourself.
Anyway.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, we see it.
Butch.
Okay, I speak for myself. I see it then. And I certainly am not the brightest bulb in the house, but I see this. I wonder why most folks can't see this. Makes me kind of wonder about that. Anyway.
Well, it's pretty easy why they can't.
They can't or can?
They can't.
Well, what's the reason you think?
Well, I mean, it's the media has been over. The media has been overrun. They were actually totally brainwashed. They don't want to think on their own.
There you go. That's the key right there.
Don't let other people think for you.
That's the key right there. I agree. Nobody wants that. They'll get in line to hear the falsehoods and make you feel better. They don't want the truth. Former UK defense minister says NATO may need to send ground forces to Ukraine. Here's the domino theory. The domino theory was once used to great effect in order to manipulate the American public into supporting the Vietnam War, but will the same narrative work to get the West to support World War III with Russia? I said World War III, folks. Former UK Defense Minister Sir Gerald Haworth seems to think so, as he uses this exact claim to justify NATO boots to the ground in Ukraine. It should be noted that a large percentage of the American populace and most of Europe have no interest in whatsoever in engaging with Russia and possibly its allies in all-out war. But the establishment appears intent on forcing that issue anyway. The delivery of NATO tanks and the possibility of longer-range missiles will no doubt trigger a wider response from Russia, which will then be used by NATO as a reason to escalate further. At the very least, Haworth does admit that what many in the alternative media have been saying for some time, that Ukraine's efforts to have ground to a halt without further support from NATO troops. The deliveries of money and weapons are nothing more than a stopgap. Wars are won by men. The former minister suggests that Ukraine is essentially too big to fail and that NATO cannot allow Russia to prevail in the region, otherwise they will be emboldened to strike nearly other nearby nations. And folks, I'll say this up front, there's no indication of that at all. But anyway, There is zero evidence to support this argument, but it is clear that NATO talking heads are desperate to drum up some kind of public fervor. Are Western citizens willing to fight and die for the Ukraine? We'll see. That's a good question. You agree, Melody? I guess she's still there. You still with me, Melody?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we'll make sure. All right. But I don't know if people are going to be shoved in this too quickly. Try to get two more in here. More Russian sanctions equal World War III. For the life of me, there's absolutely no logic to any of this attack on Russia except the desire to conquer and destroy it as any sort of superpower or independent nation state. Every president always sought peace until Biden, who seems to be reading the current cards for Armageddon. Even Henry Kissinger said every president had invited him to the White House except Biden. Even if we assume that the sanctions worked and forced Putin to withdraw from protecting the Russians in Donbass, whom the West had all agreed were entitled to their human rights and self-discrimination with the Frank-Minsk agreement, what would happen in the political crisis in Russia? We confiscated all Japanese assets and put energy embargoes on them and threatened to prevent them from dealing with any other country for energy. Roosevelt did everything he could to get Japan to attack Pearl Harbor. Biden's done the same to Russia. The risk of overthrowing Putin would lead to a potential civil war and the further breakup of Russia with more nukes than the West. Of the 14,500 nuclear weapons on the planet, Russia and the United States own the lion's share, with a combined total of approximately 13,350. The remaining 1,150 weapons are held by seven countries. The USA has 6,500 nukes and Russia has 6,800. The stabilizing in Russia is just insane. Russia will wipe out Europe in the blink of an eye if pushed, and they know how that they know that this Ukraine is really a war of U.S. and A and NATO against Russia, and we are the aggressors. Couldn't say it better. And one more before we end our time here. Russian firm offers $71,000 cash bounty for destruction or capture of Western tanks. Within days, the U.S. and Germany approving heavy main battle tanks for Ukraine, including future deliveries of the advanced Abrams M1 and Leopard tanks, one Russian company has issued a bounty for the destruction. A Russian company has offered a cash bounty of 5 million rubles, $71,648 for the destruction of or capture of Western-made tanks recently promised to Ukraine by its European and American allies. Apparently, the race will be on for Russian troops or mercenaries in case of Wagner Group to be the first given. The Yekaterinburg-based company Fors stipulated the $70,000 plus rewards for whatever destroys or captures the initial Western tank. Fors said it is motivated by patriotic desire to support the National Army. The decision to transfer Western tanks to Kyiv indicates that NATO is no longer supplying Ukraine with defensive weapons, only the means that we need to consolidate and support our army, Ford said. It comes after the Kremlin said that tanks provided by Russia will burn and that ultimately they will make no difference for Ukraine's choices, chances on the battlefield. So they're going to pay a huge reward for burnt tanks, almost $72,000 if they destroy the tanks. That's an incentive, folks. That's an incentive. I'd say most Russians make nowhere near that a year already. Amelia, we're down about the last minute or so. I know you might want to wrap it up.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Great information there, Butch. And we will be back tomorrow. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188 first, and then we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy